This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Go, 98 FM. All day big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Good morning to you on what is set to be the hottest day of the year so far.
Yes.
Highs of 30 degrees.
And potentially the hottest day on record in Ireland. I think they're saying the Midlands is going to be the hottest.
Gosh. If you're one of those people who doesn't love the sun and you'd like to go to the cinema instead, you're in luck. We'd love to give you some IMC cinema passes this morning. Go and see a nice movie.
Yeah.
If you send us in a WhatsApp voice note sharing your little win. Your little win is that small thing that's made you smile. It's just a little moment to practice a bit of gratitude.
Mm.
It could be that you're having an iced coffee right now.
Yeah, lovely.
And it's stunning.
Yeah.
A bit of caramel syrup in it.
Oh yeah, would you be into the caramel syrup?
The odd time for a treat. Your little win could be that you went to see Katy Perry. Perry. We were talking
She's
about
the
George
tribute
Michael tribute act a few minutes ago. Katy Perry.
She got some cred in Malahide, that tribute act.
Maybe you went to see Katy Perry at Malahide Castle last night, or Lewis Capaldi in Marley Park for night two. Or maybe your little win is that you can work from home today, so you're going to sunbathe in between your Zoom calls.
Yeah, you'll have the cardboard box out for the laptop in the garden.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great trick from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to hear your little win this morning on 0877 98 98 98. Or maybe your little win is like Melanie, who's in Coolock.
My little win is I got out of my bed at 5:30 this morning to go on a little 6K run. And now I'm done and dusted for the day to go into work in the sweltering heat.
Yeah, Melanie, fair play to you. I mean, they say you have to walk the dog early before the heat starts. I think you have to walk yourself.
Walk yourself as well. Brendan, what's your little win this morning?
My little win this morning is that last night I went to see Robin at Three Arena. I've been dying to see her for years. She just hasn't been in Ireland.
I think it's about
20 years. So I said yesterday that she played Electric Picnic the first year that I ever went there, and she played twice and I missed her twice.
Because you're eating a garlic and cheese chip and talking to someone.
Yeah, I was in Jimi Hendrix. I just didn't leave the campsite. So I missed her twice. And ever since that, I think it was 20 years ago, I have kicked myself ever since. And last night I finally got to right that wrong. And not only did I get to see Robin, but Robin brought out my other favourite artist, CMAT.
Unreal.
So the two of them sang Call Your Girlfriend, second last song of the gig, and the roof came off Three Arena.
It's just so brilliant that CMAT made it from Marley Park into just Three Arena.
Legged it over.
She just opened for Lewis Capaldi, and then she's like, right, you know what now? I'll have a little break in the car and I'll go in and perform again.
Get the bus over.
Legend.
And get on stage. So it was absolutely fantastic, and it was so great to see so many people who, like when I was like going out and about in Dublin, like when I first moved here, I just saw all these familiar faces from like 10, 15, 20 years ago.
The ghost of Christmas past.
It really was. Good morning. That is my little win. What is yours?
Oh, brilliant. My little win is that later on this afternoon, I am going over to see one of my best pals who gave birth to a baby girl a few weeks ago.
Oh.
So I cannot wait to meet her daughter.
Oh, amazing.
Yes,
congratulations.
That's what I'm doing this afternoon.
That is fab. And what weather for it as well.
I know.
Incredible.
Maybe we'll sit in the garden. Good morning to Emily in Glasnevin, who says, my little win today is I've got tomorrow off work. It is my birthday today, and my boss has told us to work from home today.
Emily, happy birthday.
That is unreal, an extra long weekend.
All of your birthdays have come at once. Anne is in Cherry Orchard. You're on 98 FM, Anne. How are you?
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. How are you?
Oh, we're great, Anne. Tell us, what is your little win?
Well, I got an invite to Arathun Uachtaráin to meet the president and her lovely husband, Brian, and at the garden party, and it was just absolutely amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Stop it. The absolute glamour of this. Sorry, when was this garden party on?
Yesterday.
So about,
and the weather was just absolutely amazing. Brendan, the chandeliers in the marquee.
Oh my God.
The glamour. And come here, Anne, what were you fed?
Oh my God. I'll send you the picture of the whole menu.
Oh, please
do. Did you keep a menu?
Oh my God. There were sandwiches, egg and chive, triangular sandwiches, rectangular sandwiches, everything. Like, there was just loads of different selection. You'd say savoury then, you'd smoke salmon with hare butter on tomato bread.
Oh!
Ooh.
Tomato bread.
Oh my God, Anne, it sounds amazing. Now, come here. President Connolly has two cats called Cat 1 and Cat 2. Did you meet them?
No.
Oh, no cats.
No.
Okay,
the
cats
were probably a bit too hot, I'd say. They were laying
inside.
Low. Yeah.
In the shade. And that sounds absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Come here. Were you up dancing in the marquee?
The entertainment was fantastic. There was a few people there. There was the Dublin Youth Circus Assembly.
Oh, unreal.
Brilliant.
Yeah, there was Stephen Dunn and Anto Rooney and Eddie Kane and No Crows. They were all in the marquee, but around the gardens there was different. One of the highlights were the blue light smugglers in the gazebo on the lawn and everything.
Like, oh, the lawn.
This just sounds so glamorous.
This is so glamorous. So thrilled for you, Anne.
It was really good, they had homemade jammy dodgers.
This just keeps getting better, Anne.
Yeah.
Incredible stuff. Well, now today you'll have to enjoy your own back garden, Anne. And thank you so much for sharing your little win. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Julie's been on.
My little win is that my husband and kids are off to school and work today and I have a day off.
Lovely.
What a day to have off.
Yeah, incredible. And here's Sharon.
Come on, lads. My little win is I'm going to see Florence and the Machine on Sunday and I cannot wait. I've been waiting for this for years. Could never get tickets. I'm buzzing. Have a great day.
That's going to be amazing.
Excellent stuff. Enjoy all the gigs. Sharon, Julian, Anne, we're going to send you some IMC cinema passes.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Here we go.
98FM's Big Breakfast. Yeah.
Welcome to our brand new game here on 98FM's Big Breakfast. Who's laughing now? You will win a €500 flight voucher to a destination of your choice if you can tell us what famous person is laughing.
Good morning and happy Thursday to Lauren. You're on 98FM. Lauren, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're great. Thanks, Lauren. How's your week been so far?
Yeah, it's so good.
Have you been enjoying the weather?
Yes. Loving it. I'm actually off tomorrow to enjoy the sunshine.
Oh, lovely. How's been sleeping at night for you? Has it been hot and sweaty or have you got that sussed?
Oh my God, no, it's been hell. I sleep in the attic, so I'm like parboiled. Terrible.
You're parboiled. Brilliant. I've never heard anyone describe it like that before. Lauren, have you had any holidays yet or do you have any planned?
No, not yet, but hopefully something in September. I need to look into going away.
Okay, well, fingers crossed we can win you a flight voucher right now. Lauren, tell us, who's laughing now?
Is it Lewis Capaldi?
Is it Lewis Capaldi?
Lauren, it's not. Sorry.
No problem.
Thanks for playing.
Sure, it was only at Marley Park. Lauren, thanks for playing.
Have a great day. Cheers, Lauren.
You too. Bye.
Next up, we have Kira having a go on Who's Laughing Now. Kira, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, thanks, Kira. How are you in the heat? Are you all right?
Surviving.
Good. Hopefully thriving as well. Kira, where in Dublin are you this morning?
I'm in work in Selbridge, but I live in Blanchardstown.
Very good. Any holiday or travel plans this summer, Kira?
Not till the end of July. Off to Spain with the kids.
Oh, lovely. Brilliant. Lovely. Well, we'd like you to win a €500 flight voucher right now, Kira. You could be booking some more holidays if you can tell us who's laughing now.
I think it's Colin Farrell.
Is it Colin Farrell?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Another great guess.
Great
no
guest, Ciara.
We'll try again.
Enjoy Spain. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Emil.
Okay.
Bye.
If you think you know who's laughing now and you want to win that €500 flight voucher, we'll do it all again tomorrow morning. WhatsApp, laugh and your name to 0877 98 98 98, and all the incorrect guesses are on 98fm.com/laugh.
From Geico Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. Tonight's top worry: if something happens to your apartment and you need to, like, stay in a hotel and pay for it. That would be crazy, right? Art Palpitations has more.
That would be crazy, Tammy, but you got surprisingly affordable renter's insurance through Geico, so it could be covered, giving you peace of mind.
Aww, I love a story that ends well.
Next up, love stories. Are they all they're cracked up to be?
It feels good to worry less. It feels good to Geico.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Lovely prize.
Throw some sausages on that barbecue.
Let's hope for a win.
98 FM.
Welcome to our glamorous game, Matchy Matchy, where just three words stand between you and a fabulous prize. If you've never heard Matchy Matchy before, here's how it works. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with mine or Brendan's, you will win a gorgeous prize. I went to Florence on a trip last weekend and I met this man there. Here's Matchy Marco with more.
Hello, Rebecca and Brendan.
Hello.
It's another hot one in Dublin today. You could be cooking outside with this brand new barbecue. Your sausage will be sizzling with Matchy Matchy.
Matchy Marco, buongiorno, grazie mille, and good morning to Audrey, who's in the city centre. Audrey, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
I am great, thanks.
Audrey, are you in the office today?
I am in the office today.
Is there aircon?
There is aircon.
Good.
Brilliant. It's needed today, Audrey.
Oh, massively, yeah.
Have you dressed for the weather, Audrey?
Kind of, yeah.
Are you allowed to wear what you want in your office?
Yeah, like within reason.
Yeah, within reason.
Fair enough, Audrey.
Audrey, you're going to a gig this weekend?
I'm going to Michael Bublé in Limerick on Sunday.
Oh, fab. Are you a big fan, Audrey?
Well, no, not really. So, yeah, my husband is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's a big fan of his Christmas music in June.
Will he play the Christmas songs now, I wonder, in June?
Hardly.
Well, you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stranger things have happened.
Listen, stranger things have happened.
It'll be a nice day out all the same.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully
he'll definitely defrost in that weather anyway.
Yeah.
Certainly melt. Audrey, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I'm sorry to say this. I'd love to play with Brendan, however.
Oh.
Rebecca, I'm going to play with you because I match with you more than I do with Brendan.
That's fair enough, Audrey. That's the aim of the game. We want to get a match here. So we're playing strategically. Rebecca,
I'm off.
Off to the soundproof booth. Let's get you a Matchy Matchy with Audrey in the city centre this morning. Audrey, what's your favourite Michael Bublé song?
I don't know.
Fair enough. You're going for the crack, Audrey.
I should know. I know a song, but I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, what's that one about the, you know, bum, ba-da-da, bum, that one?
Yeah.
I don't even know the name of it myself. Okay, let's get down to business, Audrey. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is oat.
Milk.
Your second word is beauty.
Uh-huh.
beauty. Salam.
And your third word is river.
River. That's hard. River. And the people screaming at the radio. River walk.
River walk.
Oh, I don't know. No. I can't think of anything else.
Okay, so we're saying oat milk.
Yeah.
Beauty salon. And River Walk, are you happy with those?
We're going to change River to like River Liffey.
River Liffey.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you happy, Audrey?
Yeah.
We're locking them in?
Yeah.
Here we go. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. Ba-na-bum. How was that visit this morning?
There was a little straw hat in there.
Oh, lovely. Needed today with those UV rays?
Very much so.
Okay, let's get you a matchy with Audrey in the city centre. Your first word is oat.
Oat milk.
Second word is beauty.
Beauty. Ooh. Beauty. I'm stuck between two. I'm going to say beauty beast.
And your third word is river.
River dance.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Audrey in the city centre this morning? Not this morning, guys. You both said oat milk, though.
Yeah.
After beauty, Audrey said salon.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
And she
that's
went,
a very good answer. I was going to say beauty queen.
And she said River Liffey.
Yeah, it was between Liffey and dance.
There you go.
Oh, Audrey, sorry.
Many, many options. Audrey, thank you so much for playing.
No problem.
We'll send you a 98FM goodie bag. Thanks, Audrey.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
There I was yesterday evening. I just finished my dinner. I ate it outside. I was lying on my sun lounger, catching the last few rays of the day.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, I'd love a sweet treat.
Mm.
So I suddenly remembered then that I did actually, in fact, have a Solero in my freezer.
Oh, lovely.
Love a Solero.
A Solero at home.
Ooh.
The glamour of that.
For a very long time, anytime I'd get an ice cream in the shop, I would get a Solero, but it was always the tropical flavour.
Oh, yeah.
But recently enough, they have brought back the berry flavour, but they're always in a multi-pack. I have yet to see one on its own.
Solo.
Yes, yes, in the freezer with all the other bits and pieces, the Twisters, the Magnums, whatever. So I was only thrilled to finally have a berry Solero after so many years. But
delicious.
I did have a moment, a fleeting thought that I said, I really miss that green man who went ribbit, ribbit and tasted like apple. My name is Fat Frog and I live in the swamp. I play my guitar to the Fat Frog. Stomp. Fat Frog, 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 Frog. Pitch me, make me a Fat Frog. I loved a Fat Frog ice pop.
They were
so much.
He was apple-y, was he?
Yeah. I always wonder, was he apple-y and kind of pear? It was definitely fruit puree.
Yeah.
It was very sweet, but then there's a bit of as well.
Yeah.
I feel like the Fat Frog just had it all, and I do not know
why.
Can
you get him anymore?
No, they're completely discontinued. There have been petitions over the years. Do you remember the Daily Edge?
Yeah,
I think every year the Daily Edge would rock out an article saying, you know, please bring back the Fat Frog. I would love nothing more
than
to have a Fat Frog. I used to kiss the Fat Frog.
Yeah, a little.
When I was younger,
yeah.
I loved them so much. So that's the ice pop now that I would love to see brought back.
Yeah, I remember these from the 90s, and I'd love to know if anyone else remembers. So you know, like you have like a Mr. Freeze, you know, just the long cool pop, right?
Oh my gosh, do you remember? They were massive.
Yeah, but there was specifically, they did Flintstones ones. They came in a box. It was like a multi-pack, and it was the colours. So I remember, and I don't know what flavour it was. I remember the taste of the green one specifically.
Yeah, and it was bright green.
It was like a bright
Those
green.
Those colours are banned now.
They're gone now.
Yeah.
There was also like a really deep purple, and then the red was like the reddest one you've ever seen. And I've never tasted flavours that strong since.
And do you remember when the ice melted a bit and all the flavours would be stuck
and
at the end?
Drink the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to love the blue Mr. Freezes.
Oh yeah, the blue Mr. Freeze was fab, yeah.
Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, for a Mr. Freeze I'd go the blue one or the cola one, but these Flintstones ones, it was the green one and the purple one and then the red one. They were just, the flavour was so strong.
Do you remember there was an ice pop to a sparkler? and it was orange.
No.
And then they also do a Milky Moo and it's milk flavor, but it's the same shape as a Milky Moo, but it was just orange.
Yeah.
And they were like 15 cent or something, man.
It's back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah, so is there something along the lines of a fat frog or a sparkler or an ice pop that you can't get anymore that today of all days you're like, I'd only love if I could reach into the freezer and have one of them?
What ice pop or ice cream from back in the day needs to be brought back into shops?
There was a
now.
Super Mario ice cream that I loved as well. It was just his face, but it was like chocolate, vanilla and strawberry. Like his nose was like strawberry.
That rings a bell.
The definition of his face was chocolate.
Was
and
it kind of like a freaky foot but in a
exactly
different shape?
Exactly
I
that.
Definitely am one of them.
I'd love to bring that back as well. Ronan's been on.
They need to bring back freaky feet or freaky foot, whatever it was, but raspberry ripple ice cream in the shape of a foot and the big toe was in chocolate.
Yeah.
My God, they were delicious in the day.
They were great. I forgot about them. I put them in the same category now as that Super Mario face that I was talking about.
Yeah, very they're similar. Very similar. Is a loop-de-loop gone? I haven't seen one of them in years.
Now?
It had chocolate at the top.
Oh,
and then the bottom was
and
lemon
green.
And lime. So one half was yellow and the other half was green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one
they're
of them
kind
in
of
years.
In a similar category in my mind.
Mm. Here's Lisa.
Ah, lads, I work in a shop up in Talla. They have to bring back the Wibbly Wobbly Wonder. They just cannot be bet.
No, not for me. I have a thing about textures. Didn't that have jelly in it?
Oh, did it
Is
have
that the wibbly
jelly
and the wobbly?
Yeah.
It wasn't a wonder for me, Lisa.
They need to bring back all these ice pops. We're calling out for them.
Yeah, bring back the wibbly wobbly wonder for Lisa.
Yeah,
I
for
wouldn't
Lisa.
Partake. Gav is in Santry.
Yeah, not sure if you can still get them, but the wibbly wobbly wonder.
Oh, no.
They were unbelievable.
Really?
They were my favourite by far.
Lads.
They kind of.
It was the jelly.
I don't know if I ever
off.
Ate one of them, but they kind of look like what I imagine like a Turkish delight would be in an ice pop.
That's a very good description.
Do you know that way?
Yeah. And I do, I don't mind a bit of a Turkish delight.
Oh, no, no, that would be
But a Wibbly Wobbly Wonder is not for me.
No.
But Gav and Lisa both want that brought back.
I love a fruit pastille ice pop, specifically the purple bit at the very top.
I've never had one.
You're joking.
No, I've never.
Oh, you're missing out, love.
Am I?
Yeah, really. They're still knocking around.
Okay.
There was a time that they did a packet.
Mm.
So like you get a packet of crisps, but they were a packet of little mini ice pops.
Oh, yeah.
And they were fruit pastilles as well, but they were slightly different texture. Almost macaroon-esque, actually. Quite notionsy, yeah. But they had them in a packet. I loved them as well. I haven't seen them for years.
Just when you say about individual ice pop things
in a container.
Like crisps. Was it Calippo shots or were they Solero shots? And it came in like a little, it almost looked like a little cardboard dustbin.
Yeah.
And you flipped it open and there was just like, they were like pellets.
They were unreal.
Were they green or orange
or
both?
Two different flavours.
Yeah.
But they were a mixture of two colours each flavour.
They were
Solero
delicious.
Shots.
They'd cool you down today now.
Oh, they certainly would.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.